भगवद गीता 7.6 एतत् योनीनि भूतानि सर्वाणि इत्युपधारया अहम् कृष्णस्य जगतः प्रभव प्रलयस्तथा एतत् योनीनि भूतानि हियर कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग द analysis of theistic Sankhya. Sankhya is one of the six systems of philosophy in among Indian philosophies. The Indian systems of philosophy are classified into two broad categories, orthodox and heterodox, or theistic and non-theistic. So theistic or orthodox, these refer to those philosophies that accept the authority of the Vedas. And the non-theistic or the heterodox philosophies, they reject the authority of the Vedas. So the heterodox philosophies are Buddhism, Jainism, Charvakism. The orthodox or the theistic philosophies which accept the Vedic authority are Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Karma Mimamsa and Uttar Mimamsa or Vedanta. So Sankhya is one of these six systems, and Sankhya focuses on analysis of material elements into its components. And that is what Krishna is doing over here. However, Sankhya, as it is conceived of in one of the six systems of philosophy, is not always understood as theistic. So Sankhya often focuses on the analysis of the material elements, and it's left at that. In the Mahabharata, it's mentioned, indicated that there are three kinds of Sankhya. There's 24 Sankhya, 25 Sankhya and 26 Sankhya. So 24, 25, 26 of course refer to the number of elements that are conceived of as present in the Sankhya philosophy. So 24 Sankhya refers to the system of Sankhya in which there is analysis of the material world into 24 elements. Krishna will mention these 24 elements in 13.6, where in 13th chapter again he comes back to analysis of Sankhya. So Mahabhutani Ahankaro Buddhira Vyaktameva Cha Indriyani Dashaikam Cha Pancha Cha Indriya Gocharaha Mahabhutani. Mahabhutani is the five gigantic elements, Bhumira, Pona, Lo, Vayu, Kama. So these are five elements. Then Ahankara, ego is the sixth. Buddhir avyaktam ego cha. Buddhi is intelligence. Avyakta is unmanifest material nature, that is Pradhan. Or in its transformed, it becomes Mahatattva. Ahankaro buddhir avyaktam eva cha. So this is till now Krishna has said buddhir avyaktam eva cha 8 and buddh mah. So indriyani dashaikam cha pancha cha indriya gocharaha. Then indriyani dashaikam cha is 11 elements. So these are 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 1 mind, which is also considered to be indriya. And then Pancha Chendriya Gocharaha. And there are the 5 sense objects. So 11 plus 5 is 16. And then there are the 8 elements of material nature. Earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. So, and then the mind is counted earlier. So then what remains is Pradhan. So that way there are 28 elements. Now, in the Sankhya, when there is the talk of these 24 elements, then these are considered the Prakriti. And then apart from them, there is the Purusha. The Purusha is the conscious being. Now, in some systems, Sankhya Purusha is thought of as an illusion whose existence is to be ended and then suffering will end. In some systems, so that is 24 Sankhya. In 25 Sankhya, the Purusha is considered to be the reality. Purusha is a reality who is entangled in matter, and when the Purusha becomes disentangled from matter, that is liberation. And in 26 Sankhya, it is understood that there is a Purusha and then there is a Parama Purusha. So Param Purusha is Krishna. So both the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam talk about this 26 Sankhya, theistic Sankhya. So in the theistic Sankhya, so within Sankhya itself, Purusha and Prakriti is the primary duality. So Purusha is the enjoyer, is the active principle, Prakriti is the inactive principle. However, Purusha gets entangled in Prakriti and Purusha needs to become liberated from Prakriti. But in the theistic Sankhya, still there is a duality of Purusha and Prakriti, but there is also the understanding that from the point of view of Purushottama, from the point of view of the Supreme Purusha, even the small Purusha, so it means all of us, are also Prakriti. So Prakriti can refer to insentient material nature when it is contrasted with Purusha, which is the conscious being. But when the reference point is the Supreme Being, then from the Supreme Being's point of view, both the conscious being as well as the unconscious nature, both are energies and both are under the control of the Supreme Being. That's why from that point of view, both are Prakriti. So that's why Krishna has used the word Prakriti to refer to even the Jivas. Prakritim vidyame param jiva bhutam mahabaho. Arjuna said, Krishna said in the previous verse, in 7.5, that this is my para prakriti as contrasted with the apara prakriti, which is earth, water, fire, aether, which is matter basically. So now, with this background, we understand how important this particular verse is now, 7.6. So what is Krishna saying over here? Etad yoni ni bhutani. So in this world, whatever living beings are there, sarvaniti, all of them, upadharaya, all of them exist as all of them exist and all of them have their origin in these two natures. Whether it is a giant blue whale in the ocean, or it is a tiny microbe, thousands of which are there within one small drop of liquid at times. Whether it is a huge hippopotamus or a tiny ant, all of them have their origin in these two natures. There is a soul, and the soul which is the para prakriti, and then there is the body which is the apara prakriti, and the body may vary according to the different species in which the soul is, but all species everywhere, all existence of all species is a combination of these two natures, the body and the soul. And Krishna further says, so in this way he gives a basic reductive framework for us to see some first principle, to see some underlying unity behind the bewildering diversity that strikes our eye when we look at the world. We can see hundreds and thousands of different species if we observe nature as ethologists do, and though each species can have its own special fascinating characteristics, but we understand that underlying it all, there is the apara prakriti and the para prakriti, and their combination is manifested in this a wide variety of beings. And then Krishna takes us further in this verse. He says, okay, see the material diversity and see that there is basically the commonality of these two prakritis coming in combination with each other. And then he says, see further beyond it. What shall you see further? aham krishnasya jagatah prabhava pralayastatha. He says aham, I, krishnasya, krishnasya is for everything, prabhava pralayastatha. I, prabhava is the origin, pralaya is the end, the destruction. So I am the creation and I am the destruction of everything. So that means I am not exactly the creation, I am the origin of everything and I am the shelter of everything after destruction. In the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, it is stated that Ahameva Asamaiva Agre Nanya Satparam, that in the beginning I alone was there, in the middle I am there, and in the end also I alone will be there. What this means is that Krishna is the essence of existence. Aham Krishnasya. So Krishna earlier used the word Sarvani, Tyan Krishnasya. So both these words convey that what Krishna is, the analysis, the frame of analysis that Krishna is giving over here is universal. It applies to everything and everyone. So all species have their origin in these two natures, the Parayana Parapara Prakriti, and the sustenance of all Prakriti, of all Parayana Parapara Prakriti, is Krishna himself. And in this way, Krishna is the shelter of everything and everyone. It is this all-attractive Lord who is manifesting in various ways through his various energies. And to the extent we understand him, and to the extent we develop our devotion to him, to that extent, our life will become auspicious. So Krishna will now, after telling about how he lies at the root of all of existence, Krishna will give further examples and illustrate how he is the essence of everything. First he will give an important verse which talks about this principle through an example, and then he will give further illustrations through nature, talking about his pervasion of material nature as its, of various material manifestations as their essence. That we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.